Folks, it really has come to this. After we find out that while the Democrats are screaming bloody murder, talking about impeachment of Donald Trump, talking points the no less than the Ayatollah of Iran echoed, raging because he did not give them a heads up that he was going to bomb the Iranian nuclear facilities. As they're doing all of that, raging that they weren't giving classified material before the attack, they're literally leaking classified material in violation of law to undermine Trump. How long would it have taken those Democrats had Trump let them know he was going to bomb Iran to call Tehran? Half an hour? 45 minutes? I think an hour is too high. I think they would have let him know. I think they would have gotten our troops killed. Trump knew it, and that's why we didn't. That's why you can't brief them. You want evidence of two Americas? There it is. The enemy is inside the gate. And that is why I have said for weeks, so many of you have texted me and said, oh, you know, we can't be doing what Israel wants. This doesn't have anything to do with Israel. I would never, ever, ever back the idea of, well, we'll go to war for Israel. That's silly. I mean, they can take care of themselves. This is about us. This is us versus Iran. And Iran must be eliminated. And I'm talking about the leadership for one simple reason. It has nothing to do with Israel. Nothing of any kind. Because the second Democrats get power, they will help them build this system again if the current leadership is in place. Palace of cash will resume. They'll reopen and let them download $16 billion they gave them, frozen, unfrozen for them. To make sure the Houthis could hit us, kill our sailors, they lifted the terror designation so that Iran could send the equipment that we paid for. And worst of all, they hunted Donald J. Trump on our soil. None of that has anything to do with Iran. With Israel. That's us versus Iran. That's all it is. And it will start the second Democrats get power again. Folks, you want to know what Iran got for their money in those street marches? You know, and you're probably grit your teeth, but there's a reason I do it. Every single day, I play that audio of Kirby admitting that Iran is funding these anti-Semitic marches in the streets. Do you know what they got for that money? His name is Zohran Mamdani. And he may be the mayor of New York. Why? Because for all their money, they made anti-Semitism hip and hot. And they've got to go. They cannot be allowed to live. And so they're the enemy. They attacked us first. And the good news is this, breaking this morning. Headline in the Times of Israel, Israel sought to assassinate Khomeini during the war, but the opportunity did not present itself. This is Defense Minister Israel Katz of Israel. Reveals in an interview with Channel 13 that Israel had intentions to eliminate Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, but the opportunity never presented itself. If he had been in our sights, we would have taken him out. He said, we went to eliminate Khomeini, but there was no operational opportunity. Asked whether Israel had sought American approval for such an action, Katz responded, we don't need permission for these things. Now, remember Trump saying, I told them and they turned the planes around. Now we have a ceasefire. So what is this saying, folks? What is this saying? I'm going to tell you right now, this war ain't over. It's not going to be a 12-day war. It's not over. Israel is asserting its right to assassinate Khomeini. And they need to. We need to get out of the way. And then they need to take out the rest of the theocracy. I don't care if the pagers explode. I don't care what happens. Because this theocracy cannot be allowed to continue to merge with the Democrats. This is absolute peril. You want to see what the Democrats just elected in New York? It's all connected, folks. It's all the same story. You want to see what they just elected? The horror of it? Okay, here we go. Adam Credo. I'm sorry, wrong tweet. Okay, here we go. I just because I retweeted this. Okay. Mamdani's mother is a famous Hollywood director. A lot of people don't know that. Her name is Mira Nair. Roy Abrams tweets this morning, makes a great point. I'm still digesting the fact that Zohran Mamdani's mother, the successful film director Mira Nair, tried to get Gal Gadot banned from attending the Oscars because she's Jewish and an Israeli. It is so grotesque, so hate-filled, so un-American, and so Democrat now. So Democrat.
Before Obama left office, he sent $1.7 billion in cash to Iran. The money was delivered in actual cash, stacked on pallets, and flown into the country. It happened January.
Here's Hillary's pollster, Mark Penn, admitting it. I'm not just saying this to get some ratings. This is them. Hillary Clinton, Democrat, pollster, Mark Penn.
We do know that, interestingly, Zohan's strongest supporters were college-educated people making over $100,000, who are now in the column of being anti-Semitic socialists. That's the paradox of what's happened.
You want, wait. No, I'm not done. You want to hear from Obama's budget director, Democrat Peter Orszag?
I'm saddened to say that I think the Democratic Party is becoming increasingly anti-Semitic and anti-capitalism, turning towards socialism and turning away from your moral principles through anti-Semitism never works. There is a fundamental concern that I have, and I think many people have, about the direction of the Democratic Party.
It's not over, y'all. Folks, let me bottom line this for you. Cuomo has reversed course. He says he's staying in. He's running as an independent. So that would be him. Eric Adams running for mayor of New York. Zohran, I still can't even say that guy's name. I'm trying really hard. Mamdani running. And Curtis Sliwa. They will split the vote and Mamdani will win. So others have to begin dropping out. We got to stop this. Let me tell you what the inherent danger is. It's not a huge, look, the huge likelihood here is that the socialism, the anti-Semitism of Democrats is embodied in Mamdani will so turn off America that Trump's coalition will only grow. That is the likelihood. But it's not a guarantee. And if the Democrat base becomes more socialist and they win, God help us. And they're flirting with it. Here's Mamdani on MSNBC talking to Circle Back Psaki.
You're a proud democratic socialist. Do you think that is a platform that would work for other candidates running in other parts of the country?
Absolutely. I think ultimately this is a campaign about inequality.
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
You want a good read? Go read the UK Telegraph. Go read the UK Daily Mail. Put in no-go zone. There are places in Europe now and in the UK so decrepit, so run down and controlled by street gangs, some of them Islamic, many of them Islamic, that if an ambulance makes a wrong turn and ends up in there, ambulance driver's been pulled out into the streets and beaten within an inch of their life. Police can't even go in there. What is that? Conquered territory. It's conquered territory. It's the same combo. They're Islamic. They want their own territory, but they're also socialist, authoritarian, communist, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's another brand of authoritarianism. Let me read from the Boston Globe the account of Karin Hajjar about what New York's already like. See if there's any similarities. I ride the New York subway multiple times a week. In the past year, I've had a homeless man on a subway platform telling me he wanted to rape me in the middle of the day. I've been spit on. I've seen genitalia and public masturbation. I've been threatened. I've endured threatening catcalls. I dress carefully. Oh, better. Women can't run around a short skirt. Not anymore. I always have pepper spray, she says. And more often than before, I am forced to ignore the price and just call a damn Uber. It's a nightmare. It's also a fact of life for many New Yorkers, she said. So, too, are high taxes, skyrocketing housing prices, slow construction, public disorder, shoplifting, and more. By the way, she's a liberal. Let's jump on over to Wayne Allyn Root talking about what New York has in store with it. And this is what I did in my podcast yesterday, and I said this. If they cannot win national elections, they will take territory instead, till they can. They'll conquer it. And right now, LA and New York on the verge of becoming conquered territory. Folks, we have to send the military into LA to restore recognizable American cultural order. It takes the military now. It's going so slowly, you can't see what's happening. But Wayne Allen Root understands. New York City, I grew up in, he writes, it doesn't exist anymore. Because of open borders and unchecked illegal immigration, New York City is now like a foreign nation. Yes, it is, and they are conquering it bit by bit. The Democrats, I mean. Democrats rig and steal elections nowadays, he says, between mail-in ballots, ranked balloting scams, no voter ID, and illegal immigrants, 800,000 of them, given in New York City alone, given driver's license and automatically registered at the DMV. Elections in New York are now won by voter fraud, non-citizen votes. There's literally no way to catch you if you're an illegal immigrant who votes, and they do. If Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa, now I would add Cuomo because he's back in the race, stay in the race, they will split the vote of normal people and elect Mom Donnie. A Mom Donnie victory will be the death of New York in so many ways. Forget that New York City with Mom Donnie as mayor will become the magnet for every illegal alien in America. In America, millions will come. Forget that New York City will become a third world crap hole. It will. Forget that the city will become a no-go zone like those Muslim neighborhoods seen throughout Europe. So dangerous, even police won't dare go in. You know, they send the boats out in boxes. They don't go in to get them. Were they legally cast? Nobody knows. Can't go in. Forget the healthcare system will be overwhelmed, he writes. Forget that Mom Donnie wants to defund the police. Forget that Mom Donnie wants to spend taxpayer money on Soviet-style government grocery stores and transgender surgeries for young boys and girls. $65 million he's pledged for that. Kids. What happens to New York City's tax base when every decent person with a family, a job, and assets decides to leave? What happens to New York City's tax base when every business leaves? What happens to New York City's tax base when Wall Street relocates to Florida and Texas? It's already happening. It will explode if Mom Donnie is elected. New York City has the largest Jewish population of any place in the world besides Israel. There are more Jews in New York City than Tel Aviv and Jerusalem combined, and they're all going to run for their lives. What will they do? They're doctors, lawyers, accountants, stockbrokers, financial executives, and business owners. If they leave, they will take New York's tax base with them. And leaving New York City is easy to do. They're not leaving a country. They're not crossing a border. It's easy to relocate to a new state. I did, he writes. I left New York for Las Vegas. Best decision I ever made. Jews won't just leave New York, he says. There will be a repeat of the exodus out of Egypt. They will take billions in income and assets with them. So who will pay the bills? There will be no one left to pay for police, fire, teachers, welfare, huge bills for illegal aliens, or the huge hospital bills for the uninsured. Heck, without Jewish people in New York, there won't be many doctors left in New York City. Without tax money to run the New York City government, pay for all the freebies Mom Donnie has promised to give out, New York City will look like a cross between Gaza and Mad Max. Conquered territory. Post-American territory. Enemy lines inside of America. But Mom Donnie has a plan for the streets, you got to understand. Oh, he's got a plan. You can see it in his tweet. It's the same plan, by the way, that the Democrats have for LA. When the mayor, Karen Bass, personally went to the dispatch center, stood there for 2 hours as ICE agents called 911 for help. They were trapped in the building by the street thugs, and she would not allow the LAPD to respond. You know what Mom Donnie's plan is? He tweeted it. He's not even hiding it. He retweeted a Communist Party of India tweet praising, quote, Comrade Arya Rajendran, the youngest ever elected mayor in her city in Kerala. She'll be the youngest mayor of a major city in the world. Here she leads a detachment of red volunteers. Hashtag, he writes, they write communist. He retweeted it. Them, what kind of mayor does New York City need right now? Me, her. She was, folks, she was the head of the Communist Youth Corps. Do you know what they do? They walk the streets and they beat anybody who stands in their way. They beat anybody who's not one of them. They beat you if you don't comply with Marxism. He's got a plan for the streets. He's just got to clear the NYPD out first. What does this create, folks? No-go zone, conquered territory, LA and New York. We've got to stop it.